Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about would you prefer a house or apartment, beard or no beard, favorite dessert, should you get the Apple Watch or the AirPods. Alright guys, let's get right into it. Houses or apartments? Okay, I'm at the golden age where I need a house. There's nothing wrong with getting an apartment or a townhouse, but I'm at the age where I need a house. I need to be paying on the mortgage on where I'm paying off this house for it to be my own. Once I pay it off and get it ready to rent it out and buy me another one. But ain't nothing wrong with apartments. I'm gonna stay in apartments, stay in townhouses. I just think it's time. It's time for me to settle on down, get me a house and a wife, car, kids, and eventually after that, hopefully, 18 to 21 years on down the line, some grandkids. Plus with houses, you ain't gotta worry about your neighbors, not too much, like unless you being excessive, or if they being excessive. Houses, I've already stated, I want to live on the countryside, not the city. So I want to be some miles, or maybe just a mile away from my neighbor. Like, I want to see in the distance, but I can't see what you're doing. Like, if you can see me in the distance, but you can't see what I'm doing either. That's a luxury I have in the house. Apartments, walls so thin you can hear everything all undone, see it, let out, whatever. Whatever I'm watching on TV, you probably can hear it clear as day. Like, probably right now, my neighbor probably can hear everything I'm saying. Because I know one time. Shout out to Mr. Wren. Old man. About 70-something. He had a guest over, and he was in there, and I'm about to go to bed. I'm getting in my room. And I hear some yelling, so I turned the TV down and I'm like, what's going on? Mr. Wren was over there getting it in at 70 something years old. It's like, no, not Mr. Wren. In another instance, a lady stayed like a couple buildings down from me. Her and her husband having a domestic dispute, but you could hear it all through the hallway. I'm like, see. Now, I feel like I could go out there, break this up, call the police, do whatever. But at the end of the day, next week, I come back over here, they back together. Now, I just got issues with the dude. Like, the dude want to fight me, all type of stuff like that. Plus, I done seen some other shaky stuff. Like, people get jumped in the neighborhood or in apartments. People done got shot in apartments. Yeah, so get your old house. You ain't got too much to worry about that unless you stay in a bad neighborhood in the house. But in the house, it's real. You get your own space, real own space. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming doing inspections, none of that, all that. And then when I get a house, I'm going to own the house. Then maybe I move into a better house and rent that house out. You never know. But yeah, I think I'm done with apartments. Need a house. What's better for you, apartment or a house? What do you prefer, ladies out there? Beard or no beard? Is it beard gang or clean shave gang? For me, I never miss my beard so much. When I was in the military, not shaving all the time. But I just wanted to just take the demerit or go to the clinic and figure out, bro, I got the bumps. But I never used to get the bumps. But I thank God I didn't get the bumps. The bumps, it looked bad, real bad. But, beard, man. Beard gang for me, dog. Because it's like, now I don't look as young. Well, if I do cut my beard off, I probably still look super young. But a lot of people always say I look. Some people say I look older. Some people say I look younger. It's a mixed bag of it, you know. Some people are like, well, you look about 30. When I was 20-something, it was like, well, you look like you about 30. But when I was younger, well, I mean, when I got older, they say I look younger, you know. 25, 26. Nah, I'm 30. You lying. Nah. I cut this facial hair off. You will see. I'm like, oh man, you look like you about 20, 21. So I try to keep a beard. I ain't trying to go through all that. So, ladies, which one is it? Beard or no beard? Because my girl, oh my God, when I don't got it like cleaned up or shaved right, she just love to untangle it and just pull on it and detangle it. And just, it just hurt. Like, why are you doing that? Stop. And you have to stop. No, it's comforting to me, but it's not comforting to me. It's not your toy. Like, I'm not a, like, you acting like a little kitten and you just playing in it. No, this ain't no yarn. Go on now. Get biting. But for some of y'all ladies, y'all need to comb y'all beard too, because y'all beard done grew out extensively. Like, y'all need to stop it. Like, I don't know what you did as a child. You probably shaved your face thinking it was going to save you, but now you got a beard, ladies. Just accept the fact that you got a beard. And for all my military personnel out there, sucks to be you, Nana and Boo Boo. You can't get no beard too. But, I don't know. Maybe when I get older, I won't be beard gang. Now, if I gotta cut all my hair off and go bald, it's gonna be beard gang. I might even put a kid in it, make it grow faster. You never know. Okay, who gonna call me out? We ain't in high school, elementary no more. Now, I won't do no lace front beard. I ain't doing that. Now, y'all going too far with these lace front beards. If I gotta go through all that, I just cut it all off. I ain't trying to get no beard, no wig for my face. Now, come on now. Now, these other little, you know, Islamic beards that everybody getting, that's cool, that's fine. I don't think I got the face for it though. I just enjoy my beard to let you know that I'm a grown man. I ain't playing with you, boy. You feel me? But yeah, beard or no beard, ladies. What is your favorite dessert? Dessert for the people that act like they don't know what I'm saying. Your favorite food after the main course. Mine will forever and always be the pound cake. It ain't gotta be no lemon pound cake, none of that other extra added on top, none of that, bro. Just regular old pound cake. You know why I got his name? Well, in my mind, in my opinion, why I got his name that, it's because it's a pound of sugar in this cake. It's serving its purpose. It's sugar bread. If you never had a sugar sandwich, you done ate pound cake, you done had a sugar sandwich. Contrary to your belief, you've had a sugar sandwich. Because if you ever had pound cake, you done had a sugar sandwich. Because that's all it is, bread and sugar. Now, when they put that vanilla and all that other stuff, I don't know what all the ingredients is, but that's what it is. Sugar bread. And if you want to get real technical, milk ain't, I mean, ice cream ain't nothing but sugar milk. Frozen. So, there you have pound cake. Favorite dessert of all time. I gotta have some real fancy stuff. You know, crepes and all that other kind of crap. Baguettes. All that right now. Baguettes, but, what they call? Beignets. Whatever they call. All that. All that. Molten lava cake. All that. Pound cake, putting it down, hands down. Strawberry shortcake, putting it down, hands down. Apple pies, all that. McDonald's drop a pound cake for dessert right now. They're shutting the game down. Burger King, Wendy's, they're gonna close up. I'm telling you right now, pound cake. Be on the lookout for the One Batch D pound cake coming soon. It's just, it's basic, it's ordinary. It's kind of like the funnel cake of cakes. Like, you can't beat funnel cakes. Like, seriously, what's better than a funnel cake? I'll tell you, pound cake better than funnel cake. The chart go, pound cake, funnel cake, any other kind of cake that you can think of. Don't get me started on red velvet cake. It's just chocolate cake. That's all it is. You say it's not chocolate cake, but it's chocolate cake. With nuts and cream cheese. Go buy you a generic pound cake I mean, a generic chocolate cake. Get you some cream cheese. Get you some pecans or whatever rigor mortis lame nuts and put it on there. And there you go. You have successfully made a regular brown velvet cake. Talking about red velvet. They ain't put nothing but food color on that chocolate cake. But hands down, favorite dessert, pound cake. What's yours? Which device do you have? Do you have an Apple Watch or do you have an AirPods? If you don't got that, if you got Samsung, throw your phone away right now. It's probably about to blow up because you've been listening to this, my podcast, for too long. Probably 15, 20 minutes and I probably got your phone probably about up to 138 degrees Celsius. I don't know how hot that is. Maybe 138 degrees Fahrenheit. That's what I meant to say, but trust me. Go ahead and switch over to Apple. Even though when they move on to another number, the old one get outdated, they let that tech die down and you don't get all the updates that everybody else getting. Whatever. That's fine. See me? I'm on the iPhone 8 Plus. I only do the even numbers. I don't know. I had a homeboy. He started buying iPhones when I was buying. He already was on iPhone way, but then he told me he only bought the evens. I've been sticking to it. Shout out to TK. Shout out to Smeasley. Shout out to Bordo. Bordo Presents. BordoPresents.com. Shout out to Hustle. HustleByNature.com. But yeah, in my opinion, I think that the AirPods is a better investment than the Apple Watch. Because with the watch, it's like the end with that, you know, it's more futuristic and they had a little Star Trek commercial or whatever, whatever. But bro, when I tell you these AirPods is a living dream, a testament to everything that I believe in. Boy, when I'm telling you, I could be standing somewhere and you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you got that theory in your mind that I really ain't listening, but I'm listening. Like, I'm paying attention to you, but I ain't hearing what you're saying. I'm not, because I got these AirPods in, bro. God, I put these in, turn the music up on you, and look at you dead in your face. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But okay, cool, cool, cool. You know what I'm saying? That's fine with me. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah. Or if I'm in the store grocery shopping, clutches things ever. Excuse me. But clutches thing ever, man. I'm talking about seeing people you don't want to see. You could just turn your head real quick, act like you didn't hear them. Just be in your own little space in the grocery store. Or when you got them people in the, you know, in the shopping, you shopping somewhere, you buying clothes, shoes or whatever, and they keep coming up asking you, is anything I can be fighting with? Like, you don't even see that. Excuse my French. Yeah, like, you don't even see them, you know what I'm saying? You're just looking around. You from left to right on them, you feel me? Or if you're on an airplane, that's the ones. And they good and loud, too. Shout out to Dr. Dre. Because I done had the Beats. These kind of sound like the Beats. When they in your ear, give it up, bro. You got to come and tap me. What? I don't know. I'm being biased because I've never owned an Apple Watch. And if y'all wanted to donate me an Apple Watch and let me figure it out for y'all, I got you. But for me, it's going to be the AirPods. I think they went down. I think they're probably like $199 now. I got them a sweet deal. Shout out to Verizon. God, I want to thank the listeners. Follow me on Facebook at Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Add me on Twitter at One Bag Steve. And add me on Snapchat at FUZZY_SLIPPA. Fuzzy Slipper. Fuzzy_Slipper. Yes. If you've been listening, that's one of my nicknames, Fuzzy Slipper. Thank y'all for listening. And next episode, we're going to talk about watermelon or pineapple. what's your favorite Subway sandwich? I mean, what's your perfect Subway sandwich? How you feel about paying bills with your significant other? Should it be 50-50 or only on the man? And which one you think is better, Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless.